Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Makos Daf Yud Tes, Makos 19. On today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a Braisa that has to do with a topic we have been discussing, which is called Bikurim, the first fruits, which a person was supposed to bring up to the temple and give to the Kohen, give to the priest. So on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a Braisa that says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shlosha Dvarim Mishum Shlosha Zakenim. Rabbi Yossi taught three things in the name of three elders. And the Gemara here is only going to cite one of those statements. The other two statements, one is made by Rabbi Yossi and one is made by Rabbi Akiva, and they are going to be recorded in the Gemara in Temura. But here, we only are going to focus on the statement of Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael here says, according to Rabbi Yossi, the statement of Rabbi Yishmael was Yachol Ya'ale Adam Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh Birushalayim V'yochlenu. I might think, says Rabbi Yishmael, that a person should bring up his Meiser Sheni produce to Jerusalem and eat it even today. And what this means is today there's no longer a temple standing, there's no longer a Beit HaMikdash, but there was in the times of the temple a commandment to bring Meiser Sheni to Jerusalem. What is Meiser Sheni? We know that a person is required to give a tenth of their produce to the Levites, but after that you have to give a secondary tithe, and the secondary tithe, which is Meiser Sheni, which is brought in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the seven-year sabbatical cycle, is the secondary tithe of produce, which should be brought to Jerusalem and eaten. So Rabbi Yishmael is saying, you might have thought that you would have to bring this Meiser Sheni to Jerusalem and eat it even today when there's no longer a temple. And before the Gemara is going to cite the reason why we would think that it is, why we know that you do not have to do it, and eventually is going to prove this from a verse, the Gemara first suggests, maybe, says the Braisa, that of course we shouldn't think it, because we could compare it to two other things. We could compare it to the concept of Bechor, of a firstborn animal, and the concept of Bikurim, of fruits, neither one of which is brought today. And so for that reason, we would also think that Meiser Sheni should not be brought today. And the Gemara is going to reject that comparison. But first, we see the Braisa tries it with Bechor. The Gemara says, really, why would we think that you should bring the Meiser Sheni to Jerusalem in order to eat it? Why don't we compare it to the concept of having to bring a firstborn animal, which we had to do when the temple was standing? Bechor ta'un hava'os makom. We know that a firstborn animal requires to be brought to Jerusalem, and your firstborn animal should be slaughtered, and then some of the blood and the parts of the animal should be brought up on the altar of the temple. So just like the firstborn animal should not have an obligation when there's no temple standing, so too a miser, this secondary tithe, should also only be in a time where there is a temple. So the Gemara rejects that comparison, and as the Bryce explains, no, there's a fundamental difference between a firstborn animal and the Meiser Sheni tithe, because the firstborn animal requires the blood on the altar and the offering and the parts of the animal, the emurin, on the altar, whereas the Meiser Sheni does not require anything to do with the altar. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we prove that a Meiser Sheni is not brought or eaten in Jerusalem today from the Bikurim ceremony, from the firstborn fruits? Because according to Rabbi Yishmael, the firstborn fruits, it was essential that they were placed on the side of the altar when they were brought up. And so therefore, just like Bikurim are not brought today, so maybe the Meiser Sheni should not be brought today. And the Gemara rejects that comparison also, because again, the Bikurim require an altar, whereas the Meiser Sheni does not require an altar. So therefore, Rabbi Yishmael concludes that we can derive the fact that the Meiser Sheni is not brought today from the fact that there's a verse in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 23. It says, V'achalto lefnei Hashem Elokecha, you shall eat before Hashem your God, which implies in the temple, the Maser, uvecharot pekorcha. It says, Maser deganchati roshcha v'yitzarecha, uvecharot pekorcha v'tzonecha. So we see that the verse requires and compares the secondary tithe, the Meiser Sheni, to the firstborn. So just like the firstborn is only brought when there is a temple, so too the Meiser Sheni can only be brought when there is a temple. The Gemara says, but why don't we do a comparison from the fact of combining the qualities of both the Bikurim and the firstborn? Why don't we say that they have a common denominator, that they both are only eaten when there is a tampon. So therefore, as a consequence, also the Maaser Sheni should only be eaten with the tampon. The Gemara rejects that as well, because he says, no, both Bikurim and the Bechor require the temple, require the altar, as opposed to the Maaser Sheni. And so therefore, for this reason, the Gemara concludes that the Maaser Sheni, the only reason why Rabbi Shmuel knows that the Maaser Sheni is not eaten in Jerusalem today and should not be brought up to Jerusalem, is because of the verse that compares it to a firstborn. Tosfos points out that even though the Gemara is talking about the fact that the Bikurim requires an altar to be brought, and without the altar it should not be brought to Jerusalem, that, Tosfos says, is only if the Bikurim were separated while the temple was still standing. But if the Bikurim were separated after the temple was destroyed, then there's no sanctity that's even applied to them at all. And because there's an explicit teaching that the Bikurim can only become sanctified, a person's fruits are only sanctified in a time when the temple is standing, and only as it applies to the seven special species of the land of Israel, the Shiva Saminin. So for this reason, the Chishuk Yechema discusses if a group of school children would designate fruits and say, these are the Bikurim, and bring it in front of their class and bring it to the ark and say, these are the first fruits, they're holy fruits, they're given to the Kohen, it wouldn't mean nothing, because today the Bikurim ceremony can only happen if the temple would be standing. Without the temple standing, no sanctity would apply to those fruits, and people could eat those fruits as though they were not dedicated to the holy temple in Jerusalem.